This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Jacob Fenston. Extreme drought conditions are increasing across the Midwest, according to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor survey, which shows one-fifth of the country being affected. That number ticked up 2 percentage points, largely because of worsening conditions in Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, and Oklahoma. While farmers growing crops have insurance to ward off financial failure during the drought, there's no comparable safety net for livestock producers. Harvest Public Media's Peggy Lowe reports emergency aid that could help is tied up in Washington.
The rock in the hard place where Stacy McAllister now sits looks like this. Rock. McAllister's herd of 200 dairy cattle in south central Missouri have feed for about the next 60 days. Hard place. He was turned down for a low-interest loan at a USDA office because they have to wait until after he files his taxes.
This is Miss Katrina. They're not going to go down there and say, well, you know what, let's wait till you do your taxes and see if you really got a loss. It's a slow Katrina, and it's killing us.
Emergency drought relief died in programs that expired last year, and aid for this year is pending in the 2012 Farm Bill. That's been tied up by House Speaker John Boehner, who wants more cuts to food stamp programs. He's promised some help this week, but that's only if a quick, short-term extension to the current Farm Bill gets passed before Congress goes home. Peggy Lowe, Harvest Public Media.
Senate hopeful Todd Akin was in Columbia today, one stop on a campaign tour around the state. KBIA's Christopher Husted spoke with the Republican congressman about how his campaign is shaping up in the home stretch before next week's primary.
At a local Hy-Vee, Representative Akin told supporters that his campaign strategy will stay the course.
And that is the fact that I have been in Congress and I have the most conservative record of any congressman in this state.
Most conservative. That's the term Democratic opponent Senator Claire McCaskill has tried to peg Akin with in her so-called attack ad. But the TV spot that really may be a blow to Akin's campaign is candidate Sarah Steelman's spot featuring her endorsement from Sarah Palin.
I think it probably, we could lose a few votes because of that.
Despite the support of Mike Huckabee and Representative Michelle Bachmann, Akin still has an uphill battle in the final few days. He sits behind both John Bruner and Steelman in a recent poll by at least 10%. The congressman says he hopes his consistently conservative record and his special connection with Missourians will set him apart from his opponents, especially for the nearly 20% of undecided voters. Christopher Husted, KBIA News.
Missouri officials have used money from a reserve fund to help with the state's cash flow. The Office of Administration reported today the state borrowed $100 million from the budget reserve fund. State collections from individual income taxes were down 3.4% compared with last year, but overall revenue was significantly higher, mostly because of a $39 million from Missouri's share of a national settlement over home foreclosure abuses. For KBIA News, I'm Jacob Fenston.